Good morning, girls. Good afternoon, whatever time you're listening to this podcast. Welcome to the Happy Housewives Club. This is Darla Shine. I am so excited to talk to all of you today, and I'm a little bit annoyed because I'll tell you in a minute what I'm upset about. Last night, I watched a movie, 10 Things to Do in Denver If You're Dead, or Things to Do in Denver If You're Dead. With me is Dana from Michigan. Dana, have you ever seen this movie?
No, but the title sounds intriguing.
Well, it's with Andy Garcia, and it's called Things to Do in Denver If You're Dead. Anyway, I want everyone to rent this movie. During the movie, Andy Garcia, so I'm sitting on my couch, I'm in my pajamas, I have my hot cup of tea. It was last night at like 1 in the morning, I was up, I couldn't sleep. And so I sit down on the couch. Now, Andy Garcia, who I do have a crush on, who I think is gorgeous, I just love his eyes. In the movie, he meets some girl. They're going out to dinner, and they're sitting at the restaurant, and he is, like, just staring at her face and into her eyes. And it was so romantic that my heart started pumping. Like, I got hot from just looking at him on the movie. And I started to think about romance. And I think that a lot of us are lacking that hotness, that feeling. Remember when we first met our husbands, we stared into each other's eyes? You know, I mean, when was the last time I looked in my husband in his eyes? When was the last time he looked at me like that? I can't remember. So I feel depressed. I feel like I need to, like, I don't know, do something. I have to reignite my marriage again. So we're going to go on date night this week, but look in each other's eyes. I was very sad watching that movie last night thinking, you know, I really am out there trying to keep my marriage alive and keep the romance going. But do we lack that in our lives? Do we need more of that? Is that something that we yearn for? Do we feel sad when we see that? I mean, I felt very sad.
I remember when Phil and I first started dating. And, I mean, that whole electricity. I mean, they touch your arm and you're, like, on fire. I love that.
I want Andy Garcia to touch my arm. You know what? Maybe that's it, though. Maybe it's not really my husband. I just want Andy Garcia.
Okay.
Which could be. No, but you know what? It started to make me reevaluate my situation in my life. I mean, is this what happens? I tell you this. I think that this is how women end up having affairs. Because we get to be around 40. We're feeling a lull in our lives. We don't have this, you know, somebody staring at us like that. And then if someone comes along and they do look at you like that and pay you a little bit of attention, you know, it's like, woo, what's going on here?
I think you're right. I've always thought that, you know, women who do make the choice to have an affair, I think they find in that person that they're having an affair with something that their husband isn't giving them. And it could be affection. It could be laughter.
I think I'm on the border of having an affair. I think I have to just open up here, tell my girls. I think I'm worried I'm going to have an affair. I could feel it. I could feel it. I told my husband this morning. So I got up. I told him. I said, I think I'm going to have an affair. He's like, do you have to tell me this? I'm on my way to work. Can you tell me this weekend?
Oh, my gosh.
So at 5 in the morning, I was obsessed. And I was so upset, Dana, that I couldn't even sleep. I kept thinking of Andy Garcia looking at the girl. And I said to my husband, I want you to look at me that way.
Oh, my gosh.
So he's on his way out the door at 5 in the morning. I said, I want you to look at me that way.
So, and he said this weekend?
So he's like, can we do this weekend? I have to go to work. So he goes to work, and at 10 o'clock this morning, my phone rings, and this is what he says. He's like, when does the drama stop, Darla? When is the drama going to stop? He's like, either we're getting divorced, or you want to have an affair, or we're beefing up and having a great marriage. He's like, when does the drama stop? And I don't know.
It doesn't. I need, because you're Darla Shine,
and I need to keep some drama so I don't get bored out of my mind.
Exactly.
So right now, I told him I'm going to just play in my mind my little fantasy about having the affair. It's just a fantasy.
Bad.
No. I told him this. I said I'm going to have the affair, but I want you to be the guy I have the affair with. But isn't that exciting? So he's like, okay, who do you want me to be? So this is all on the phone this morning. So this is what I came up with. I want him to be, a cross between, I said, you're a guy who is like has a mother from India and a father from Venezuela. Wouldn't that make a good-looking guy?
Do you know how creepy this conversation has gotten?
This is how sick and twisted I'm getting. So he's like, all right, I'll play. And I said, okay, who do you want me to be? He goes, Pamela Anderson.
Oh, my gosh.
So this is what has happened now. We're going to just do this. We're going to make believe we're having an affair with these people this weekend. So, girls, I'm going to see how it goes.
Oh, jeez.
We're going to see how it goes. But, Dana... This is it. I couldn't sleep all night. I was upset. And I'm just thinking, you know, and I'm joking around with all this stuff, but we need to have romance in our lives. We need romance. Mm-hmm. And I'm sad. I need more romance. And
you're
I told
sad?
My husband, I said, I need more romance.
Wait. You're sad because you need more romance, or you need more romance because you're sad?
No, I'm sad that I don't have as much romance as I want.
Oh, okay.
Don't you get it? I don't have Andy Garcia looking at me like that. It's all over for me. It's all over.
Oh, you poor thing.
This is how I'm feeling today. Over the hill. No one is interested in me romantically. And you know what? The other day, Bill and I were going out to dinner, and I was walking down the street, and some guy checked me out, and he was a homeless man on the street. That's who checks me out now. Homeless man on the street. It's very upsetting.
Oh my gosh.
I think when you reach a point when you're 40 and you realize it's all over, there's nobody who's like checking you out anymore, it's very sad.
Well, you know, there's definitely something to be said about men, you know, checking you out.
All these feminists, all these crazy women who say that they hate, you know, when men check them out or open up doors, they are lying. Girls, liars.
Yes.
That's a lie. Every yes. woman, wait, hold on. This might be my son's school. Hello? Hi, I tried calling, but the phone kept ringing. Yeah, Connor is, he has to go on the school bus to our house. He's not going home with Hugo. Tell him Hugo's mother said no. Okay, thank you. Bye. Now, you see, I've been waiting for that phone call all day. Connor is under the delusion that he's going home with this kid on his school bus. And so the nurse calls me earlier and leaves a message saying, Connor thinks he's going home with this other kid on his school bus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't give a note for Connor to go home with this kid. I didn't tell my son he's going home with this kid. So now my son is at school making plans to go home with other kids. And the nurse is calling me like I am this negligent mother. I have no idea what's going on with my kid. So he's coming home, and when he gets home, he's going to be punished for doing this, because this is ridiculous.
But don't you think the punishment is in the fact that he couldn't manipulate the situation?
No, he needs to be punished further than that, because I don't want him going to – how ridiculous is this? He's going to the nurse's office, having the nurse call me to see if he's going home with some kid?
No, I know.
It's ridiculous.
Katie does that sometimes, too. She'll start making these plans, and I'm like, hello, how are you going to get around? I drive the truck. So it drives me nuts, too.
It drives you nuts. But, you know, I think that when we're talking about the romance and the kids and what it all comes together, it's all part of this cycle that we're married, every day is mundane, a lot of things aren't exciting, you know, we're dealing with the kids, and the highlight of the day is, you know, running to the grocery store and... So the little bit of romance that we could get coming our way is exciting, which is why I say to go on date night. But if you're going on date night, I can't tell you how many times that Bill and I are out, and I see other couples who are eating dinner, and they're not talking to each other.
It's hard to reconnect. I have found that in the time that we've been married, you know, when you're first together, you can talk like 8-9 hours on the phone and not stop. But as time goes by, you forget how you did that in the first place. And I say, this is my opinion, if you are trying to reconnect with your husband, the best thing in the world to do is go for a drive. Go for a really long drive somewhere.
Well, that was a lie, because I criticize how he drives. We end up fighting.
Oh, brother, Darla.
We end up fighting. He doesn't want me to talk about how he drives. He drives way too fast and slams on the brakes. He's a hard driver.
I'm just talking about, you know.
You don't think sitting at a restaurant across the table from each other with candlelight, with a glass of wine, looking in each other's eyes is more effective than driving?
No. I think driving is more effective. When I'm talking about
is your hand in his lap when you're driving?
Well, it depends on how the conversation goes. But I just think that after a very long dry spell, that when you're first coming back into each other, you do need to kind of be cloistered away from other people so you have the freedom to talk about whatever you want to.
I have the best thing for that, and a couple of moms have written to me on this, and I've told them how to do that. I call it an icebreaker. What I say to do is to sit down and both of you make a list of 10 things that you like about the other person.
Uh-huh.
And then you have to read it to the person as you look at them in their eyes. So uh-huh. 10 things you like about the person. It always works. Always. And Bill and I do this, you know, at least once a month. We write 10 things that we like about each other or 10 things that we appreciate about each other. And I'm telling you, it works, ladies. Sit down and do that. And if you're fighting, especially if you're fighting, it works. Mm-hmm. And you told me your husband was on your nerves, Dana. So what's going on?
He's being such a dork. Oh, he irritates me. Okay, so he's been having all this garbage happening at work, and it's kind of flowing over into home life, so whatever. So his birthday was yesterday. He turned 35, and I was faced with the dilemma. I didn't have enough money yet to take him out to dinner, but so I was thinking, well, I'll just make a nice home-cooked meal, and then this weekend, when he has his days off, I'll take him out to dinner, just him and me. Well, then I'm like, okay, he needs a birthday cake. Well, I had three dozen cupcakes left over from my daughter's Halloween party, and I didn't want to make a cake on top of that because he needs to watch his weight. So I, in my mind, thought, okay, the logical way to do this is to wait until this weekend and I'll do all the hoopla. Well, he was pissed.
Well, I would be pissed,
too. He was really pissed.
I would be really pissed, too, Dana. Everybody wants a birthday cake on their birthday, no matter how old they are.
Well, I know, but I just honestly couldn't justify it.
You couldn't put a candle on those freaking cupcakes?
I tried. He said, I don't want no damn cupcake. So I will say this. I probably didn't make the best choice then.
Well, let me tell you how you screwed up.
No, wait. Let me tell you the rest of the story because there's more.
Right.
So I had to run to town this morning and get some stuff. And on my way back home, I'm checking my voicemail, and one of his buddies from work, one of his buddies called to leave me a message that said, hey, Dana, I just want to let you know that Phil's not going to be home tonight until later because we're taking him out to dinner. So I didn't want you to worry about him.
All right, so they're surprising him, so he doesn't know.
Well,
or he's having an affair.
No, I don't. If he can find better than what I can give, go for it.
Well, they must be surprising him. That's why the friend called you, not Phil.
Well, and that's kind of what I originally thought, but then Phil calls at lunchtime and goes, hey, I'm not going to be home for dinner. I'm like, I already know. I just thought it was so stupid for somebody else to call.
All right.
I don't know. Maybe I'm getting ready to start a period.
Listen to me.
It just irritates me.
This is how you screwed up. On his birthday yesterday morning when he woke up, mm-hmm. you should have jumped on him and had sex with him or gave him some birthday, you know.
Birthday nookie.
Okay, if you would have done that, let me tell girls, listen to me. From now on, when your husband wakes up on his birthday, do something. Use your hands, use your mouth, be creative. And then it'll be a happy birthday. You won't have to make a cake. You'll be happy with the cupcake. Do you understand?
I should have done
that.
So
you didn't give him any birthday nookie?
No.
The whole day?
Nope.
See? That's a big mistake.
I know.
Everyone wants a big O on their birthday. Okay? And you know what? I'll tell you this. You know, there's all these women out there saying Darla Shine is a whore and all this stuff. But I'll tell you, obviously, when you have sex with your husband, you're married. You can have sex. You're not a whore. But more importantly, you do connect. It is mm-hmm. a way to keep you close. And if you have to have sex at least once a week because it keeps you connected. And when you aren't having sex and you're not touching and you drift apart, it is harder to find things to talk about. It's harder to be together. And then you actually start to feel uncomfortable together.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're just these two friends, and then how do you connect? So it all is a big cycle, and the sex keeps you close. It just does.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's been a while since you've done it, you know, how do you get back in the sack? Well, start with writing the nice things about each other. Talk to each other, look at each other in the eye. Go for the drive, go for a walk, go out to dinner, talk to each other. And girls, you have to make the first move. You know, the bottom line is men are easily led. It's true. Everyone thinks the men are in charge. They're not in charge. The women are in charge.
Yep.
Don't you find it? It's so true.
Mm-hmm.
And if you make the first move, it's worth it every time. And I feel that all the I've had husbands write to me, and they are just waiting for their wives to give them the signal.
Yep. Well, think about it. I mean, it's hard. I think after you have kids, or after you start having kids, you do start drifting apart because your focus then becomes on this little helpless child, and they know that, and so they're just waiting sometimes, not always, for you to kind of be back in the right place, you know,
Right.
and not give the pressure that sometimes they do.
Right.
I don't
So
know.
you need to take him out this weekend, Dana.
Yes.
Turning 35 is a big deal.
I know.
You need to take him out. You need to give him a romantic card. You need to look him in the eye. You need to pay him attention because he's a big baby. Men are babies. And that's just the way it is. And unfortunately, when it comes around full circle and it's our birthdays, we're still doing everything. I think I had to buy my own birthday cake.
Yes, I remember.
And I remember on Mother's Day, I had a barbecue here, and I cooked for everyone.
Yep, I remember that too. That
Well,
was bad. That was
that's bad,
bad.
but you know, but my husband thinks he did the cooking because after I prepared everything and put it on the grill, he stood there and flipped the meat over. So he thinks he did the cooking.
Yeah.
So, you know, listen, but I'm used to that. And to tell you the truth, like I said to my girlfriend Diane, I have perpetuated this situation because I'm such a control freak and I'm always doing everything. That my
Not
husband,
you.
yes, and now Bill is so conceited. He has conceded to the fact that he can't do anything right for me, and he doesn't even attempt to anymore.
Yeah, that's kind of like where Phil's getting.
But my point is, why the hell can't he do anything right? Why the hell can't he do anything right when it comes to me? I have been telling him since the day we met that my favorite chocolate is this, and every year he comes with a different chocolate on Valentine's Day. For 10 years, I told him that for my 10-year anniversary, I want the eternity ring with the diamonds going all the way around. What did he give me? Diamonds halfway around. Halfway around. Okay? So, you know, I think that even though he says that I don't allow him to do these things, it's because he does it wrong. And why does he do it wrong? I don't know. Is it because the men don't really listen to what we're telling them?
Well, I think that's part of it, but I have been nailed to the wall a couple of times because, you know, I think he's just not listening to me and not doing it the way I said to do it or how I wanted. And in fact, he had a totally different thought process, and there was a reason that he came to the conclusion that he came to, and I felt really bad. I can't remember exactly what it was, but that's what happened.
You
And
know,
he had valid reasons for coming up with doing things the way he did it. So.
I adore my husband. I love him, and he tries, but you know, I don't know what to say. But the fact is, I don't know if it's that I'm want things my way, and I'm not willing to budge when it comes to what I want. But for 10 years, if someone's telling you that they want one particular thing, how could you not get that one particular thing and come up with something totally different?
I don't know, to be honest, if my husband got me any type of diamond ring, I'd be pretty happy. I'd
You
be
know,
pretty thrilled.
my best friend's husband has never given her a Mother's Day card or a gift from the children or card from the children. He's never given
Oh.
her a Christmas gift from
Oh.
him. I mean, he really sucks, I think, as a husband. But on the
Yeah.
other hand, he's up all night, you know, taking care of the babies. He's a great help around the house. He, you know, adores her. And, you know, I mean, everyone does is good at some things and not good at some things. And so,
Yeah.
you know, every marriage is different.
Yep,
And
and the players that are in that marriage are different too, because you can sit there and look at him and say, how in the hell could she be married to him? But there's something, you know, there's something that she needs out of that, you know, even though you don't see it.
no, but my husband, I'll tell you this, Bill is, you know, I think he's so funny and we have such a good time together. So on Halloween, I was Little Bo Peep. And he was the big, no, I wasn't Little Bo Peep. I was Little Red Riding Hood. And Bill was the big bad wolf. And so anyway, I looked really cute. It was like one of those little sexy outfits with the short skirt. And I wore these high heel boots. And he, you know, it was funny because he had this outfit and it came, you know, the way the outfits come with the fake pecs. It was like a fake chest with all this hair and fur and everything. So before we went out, we're like making out in the bedroom, and I'm like rubbing the fake pecs. I'm like, ooh, look how built you are. Look how great it is. And we it was so stupid, but we were laughing so hard. And, you know, the humor thing, the laughing thing, being together, it's so important. It's so healthy for your marriage. And even if you're fighting, you know, try and find something to turn into a joke, lighten it up, have some fun. Life is too short. Life is too short. But to sum this up, I have got to do something to recommit to getting the romance ignited in my marriage. My husband's on board. I know he's ready to start this weekend. You know, he's going to be my Latin Indian lover.
And you're going to be Pam Anderson.
I'm going to be Pamela Anderson.
Oh, so my gosh.
I'm a little upset, though, that he picked Pamela Anderson.
Oh, come on.
I am. I'll tell you, because, first of all, do you see how big her breasts are?
And that would be the reason he picked her. Hello, Darla.
Couldn't he pick a nice flat-chested girl like Calista Flockhart?
Oh, my gosh. You've got to be kidding me.
You know, couldn't he pick
Wait, maybe it's not the boobs. Maybe it's all the tattoos that
Wait a minute. Couldn't he pick someone like the girl from the West Wing who was the speaker? What's her name?
Oh, I don't know, but I know who you're talking about.
Like, she's not very attractive. Like, if he's going to pick someone, I wanted it to be someone who's not so attractive.
Isn't that the whole idea, though?
I know. I'm joking around with you.
You're such a nut.
Wait a minute. I didn't give a face or a person to my fantasy man. Do you understand? He's an unknown.
Yeah, but in your particular case, when you say Latin lover, enough said. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Indian Latin lover.
Indian Latin lover. Yeah. Yeah. Right. You don't need to go any further than that.
When I was in college, I had this professor, who was from India, and he was tall, and he had just this, you know, that skin tone. It's like this dark skin, and he had these freckles, and he was so good looking, and he was so nice. So, you know, maybe it's a little bit of that. Maybe I'm thinking of him.
Creepy.
Of my college years, my college crushes. Listen, it's okay to have a crush. It's okay to think of other people. You're not dead.
I have a crush.
Who?
It's a bad one, though. Oh, man. This kid that my husband works with is actually the guy that's taken Phil out.
What
He's
do you mean,
cute. Kid? He's so young.
Maybe that's why he called you. He knows you have something for him. He needed an excuse to call your house.
Oh, man.
This is getting dangerous. He said, mine is just make-believe fantasy world, but you actually have someone who's near you, who works with your husband.
I know. He's so cute, but he's so young.
How
he's
old
only
is
like
he?
He's only like 22.
Oh, that's too young. Okay, go answer your phone, Dana. You have a great day. I have to go pick up my kids from the school bus. Take care, everyone.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.